Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Today, the board of the telecommunications giant MCI agreed to a sweetened takeover offer from Verizon Communications. Over the last few months, Verizon has been in a bidding war for MCI with Verizon's rival Qwest Communications. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Fagman. Tess, what are the terms here, and is this bidding war finally over?
What we have here is an offer by Verizon to buy MCI for $7.6 billion, and that's almost $1 billion more than what it offered last go-round. But it's still short of what Qwest offered, which was $8.5 billion. But it looks like MCI's board is pretty serious about going with Verizon because as part of this deal, MCI would have to pay Verizon $240 million if it changes its mind. But it's probably safe to say that Qwest isn't going to go away. We may see a hostile takeover bid from them, or at least more pressure on MCI shareholders to really take a look at that price.
That's a really significant difference, almost $1 billion. Why would a company accept a buyout offer that's less than someone else is offering?
Yeah, you don't see that too often. It's usually the highest bidder. But WorldCom is something of a special case. MCI, you know, this is the company that used to be WorldCom. Biggest fraud, biggest bankruptcy in U.S. corporate history. Remember, the CEO, Bernie Ebers, was convicted just a couple of weeks ago. But telecom analyst Scott Cleland at Precursor Group says the company is something else now.
This is now the poster child of corporate governance reform. And in its charter, it says what long-term shareholder value is, and it is more than just price.
And he points out that Verizon has a lot to offer MCI.
One fact that just kind of leaps off the page is that Verizon has 7,300% more free cash flow than Qwest. Verizon and Qwest aren't even in the same galaxy with each other. And clearly, MCI prefers the financial strength of Verizon.
And again, that's despite the fact that they're getting another possible $1 billion from this offer from Qwest. Now, whether the shareholders are going to agree, we will find out in May. Cleland thinks that Verizon will win the day.
Well, Tess, if the deal goes through, what does it mean for people who use phones, the telecom industry?
Well, yeah, we're seeing a lot of consolidation in telecom right now. You know, AT&T is being bought by SBC. Then you'd have Verizon merging with MCI. So what this really means is that the two largest local phone companies are merging with the two largest long-distance companies. And what that means is essentially the end of what was a 20-year experiment that was the breakup of Ma Bell. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into more ramifications of this merger.
Thank you, Tess Fagman of Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.